A myth is a poetic image that points past itself to an ineffable, and so it can't be called a concept. The word idea would be closer if you think of it as a Platonic idea, an idea that points past itself. But a myth, a mythology is a total image of the universe, which operates in a social context to build society, and it operates in a psychological context to build a coordinated, harmonious psyche. And it points past society, the universe, and the psyche to this mystery that I'm speaking about. Those four functions have to be served, and the word concept won't quite do.
Dr. Campbell, what do you suppose is the eventual future of religion, of the world? Will they
collaborate all together? No, I don't think they can, because religion has to remain in relation to the actual life of the actual human being. When a religion becomes a shell, something that people really don't feel and can't build their own lives on, then it has to drop off. Well, now, there are so many ways of living a life. I don't think there will be any more regional religions, but I think it would be much more like people who have the same order of experience, people who are living the same level of existence. I notice they're growing up now, little sects, little groups who are searching together, and people who are searching alone. This is the creative side of this thing, and I feel that it's in this kind of movement that the dynamics of religion exist. Now, it's a funny thing to say, but many, many, many people don't need religion at all. Many of them have used religion simply as something to give them comfort or as something to give them hope. Well, they'll always find comfort and hope, and those will be handed out in sugar-coated pills, perhaps the old ones from way back. But the significant religious developments are actually in individuals, and it's my belief that they're taking place outside of the ecclesiastical establishments, and that the ecclesiastical establishments are trying to catch up and integrate.
You've been listening to History of the Gods, the fourth talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Myths and the Masks of God. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH. Or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.